Bright Lights on Broadway, Theaterland. Catherine O'Dell, Series Editor, Bob Hastings. Chapter 1. Welcome to Broadway. What is a Broadway show? Toby is in New York City to see his first Broadway play. His eyes are wide as he walks through Times Square. He can't believe how many bright lights there are. Toby is only 6, but older children and even adults have the same feeling. Times Square and the bright lights of Broadway can make anyone feel like an excited child. New York City started having plays in the early 1700s, but the first big theater wasn't built until 1750. After the trains and subways were made in the late 1800s and early 1900s, plays became very popular in New York City. In 1891, theaters started using bright white lights to advertise the plays. People called the area the Great White Way, because the white lights filled the streets. Broadway got its name because in the past, many theaters were on the street called Broadway. Today, there are only 5 theaters on the street, but there are about 40 Broadway theaters in the area. Today, a play is a Broadway show if a theater has seats for more than 500 people. An off-Broadway theater usually has 99 to 499 seats, and most theaters in New York City with fewer than 99 seats are off-Broadway. Toby is one of about 12 million people who see a Broadway play each year. The more people that go to a show, the more successful it is. The Phantom of the Opera is the longest-running Broadway play with over 10,000 shows. Some shows aren't as successful, and some even flop. For example, in 1981, the play Frankenstein closed the same night it opened. Chapter 2. On Stage. Many things happen on stage before and during a Broadway show. Toby sees Spider-Man turn off the dark. His uncle Kevin is a stagehand on the show. After the play, Toby goes backstage for a surprise. Toby says, "When Kevin told me I might get to meet someone, I said, 'What? Who?' And it was Spider-Man." Toby knows the person he met is not really Spider-Man, but the actor who plays him. In fact, he didn't meet the actor who plays the main Spider-Man. It was the actor who plays Spider-Man flying through the air. In the play, 8 actors play Spider-Man. Some of the actors are stunt people. They fly in the air over the stage and over the audience. Toby was really happy to meet the actor. Many people wait after shows to meet actors and to get their autographs. There are many different parts for actors on Broadway, big and small. Sometimes, an actor plays several small parts in the same play. Often, an actor has small parts or is in off-Broadway and off-off-Broadway shows for years before making it big on Broadway. For some parts, actors go to open auditions, sometimes called cattle calls, because hundreds of people, like a group of cows, wait for a turn. Some get called back to audition again, but only some of those actors get parts. Others make it big quickly. Reeve Carney, who plays Peter Parker and Spider-Man in Spider-Man: Turn Off the Dark, was not an actor before he got the part. He was a singer and guitar player in a band when one of the writers and directors of the play discovered him. Some actors prepare all of their lives to be in a Broadway show. They are called stage actors. Bernadette Peters is a stage actor who has starred in plays since 1959. Her first part was playing Tessie in the off-Broadway show The Most Happy Fella. 2 of her most famous Broadway parts were Annie Oakley in Annie Get Your Gun in 1999 and Sally Plummer in Follies in 2012. Other actors start in movies and on television shows and then come to Broadway. Daniel Radcliffe became famous for playing Harry in the Harry Potter movies. In 2008, he was in his first Broadway show, and in 2011, he got the lead role in How to Succeed in Business Without Really Trying. Broadway actors rehearse, or practice, a play on stage for several months. They work with directors and coaches. The director works with all of the actors to make all of the play go well. Coaches often help actors with certain things. For example, Daniel Radcliffe is from England and has a British accent. In How to Succeed in Business Without Really Trying, he plays an American. language coaches often help actors learn to speak differently than they normally do. Sometimes the writers of the plays are also directors and work on stage with the actors, and other times they are not. If a play has dancing in it, choreographers work with the actors to teach them the dances. Chapter 3. Behind the Scenes. There are several jobs for people who work backstage on Broadway. Toby gets a backstage tour of Spider-Man, Turn Off the Dark, from his uncle Kevin. Kevin has been a stagehand on several Broadway shows, including The Lion King and Mary Poppins. For Spider-Man, he has many responsibilities. Stagehands operate the scenery that moves on the stage. In Spider-Man, there are a lot of props backstage and not much room, so parts of a car are kept backstage in the air. Before the scene, Kevin brings them down, and he puts the car together just before an actor drives it on stage. Sometimes, stagehands move props onto the stage. Kevin says, "I wear black clothing when I'm on stage, so the audience doesn't see me." There are many people who work behind the scenes months before a Broadway show starts. Set designers create the plans for the sets to change the stage into all kinds of places. They design large backdrops for each scene. For example, in Spider-Man, there are scenes at a school, in an office, and in a home. There is even a scene of New York City, where the audience feels like they are looking down at buildings and the street below. The set designer also designs bigger props, like desks and furniture. Once the set designer creates the plan, artists and carpenters make different parts of the set. They paint backdrops, build furniture, and even make cars. Once the set is ready, it is brought to the theater in pieces. Stagehands and carpenters put the sets together on stage. Lighting designers also work for months before a show. They can use light to make the stage very bright, or they might have a dark stage with light on only one actor. In 1975, Theron Musser, a woman who worked on over 150 Broadway plays, changed the way lighting was used on Broadway. She was the first person to use a computerized light board. In the musical A Chorus Line, she used computers to design lights that changed faster and could quickly follow one actor dancing on stage. Once the lighting is created, the lighting designer rehearses with the director and actors on stage. During the play, stagehands operate the lights. Some sit above the stage and shine bright spotlights on actors. Others sit in rooms at the back of the theater and use computers to turn lights on and off. Costume designers design the costumes months before a show begins. In The Lion King, there are over 250 costumes, and each one is different. The costumes for many big Broadway shows cost as much as $1 million. Dressers help actors change in and out of costumes during a show. In 2011, in Baby, It's You, the lead actor changed costumes about 20 times. Makeup artists do actors' hair and makeup to make them look like their characters. It takes the makeup artist up to 2 hours to make the lead actor look like the Phantom in Phantom of the Opera. In the 2012 play Chaplin, the makeup artist uses black, white, and gray makeup to make the actors look like they are in a black and white movie. The costumes are also black, white, and gray. Chapter 4. Show Tunes. Songs make musicals come to life on Broadway. Musicals are some of the most popular Broadway plays. Musicals use songs to tell part or all of the story. There are many composers and lyricists who became famous for making music for Broadway shows. Andrew Lloyd Webber has composed the music for about 20 musicals, including Phantom of the Opera and Cats. He started writing the music for Cats in 1977, using words from poems by T.S. Eliot. It was on Broadway from 1982 to 2000. The songs have been translated into 10 languages. Richard Rodgers and Oscar Hammerstein worked together to create music. Rodgers composed the music and Hammerstein wrote the lyrics. Many of their musicals from the 1940s and 1950s are still popular on Broadway today, and some, like The Sound of Music, became successful movies. Many famous pop musicians have written songs for Broadway musicals. Many older people may know Elton John from his pop songs from the 1970s and 1980s, but younger people may know him better as the composer of Broadway musicals, like Aida and The Lion King. Singer Bono and guitar player The Edge, from the popular band U2, composed the music and wrote the lyrics for the songs in Spider-Man: Turn Off the Dark. Other musicals take songs that already exist and make a play with them. For Movin' Out, on Broadway from 2002 to 2005, choreographer and director Twyla Tharp put Billy Joel's songs together to create a story. In 2001, the band ABBA worked with writer Katherine Johnson to make the musical Mamma Mia with some of ABBA's popular songs, and the band Green Day turned their album American Idiot into a musical in 2010. Audiences love musicals because of the singing and the dancing. But for actors, musicals can be more difficult than other plays because they have to sing, dance, and act. Actors that can do all three well are often called a triple threat because they can usually get a part on Broadway more easily than others. Musicals also have live music. The musicians often sit in front of the stage. However, in Spider-Man: Turn Off the Dark, 18 musicians play music in two different rooms below the stage. The music comes through speakers on the stage. The musicians watch the conductor and the actors on video screens. Toby liked the flying scenes in Spider-Man more than the music, but many people go to musicals for the songs. Sometimes there is a song, or show tune, from a play that people remember, and it becomes popular with people who haven't seen the musical. Ethel Merman, famous in Broadway musicals in the 1940s, made the song "There's No Business Like Show Business" popular on the radio. Songs from West Side Story were popular in the late 1950s and early 1960s. In the late 1970s and early 1980s, many children knew the words to "Tomorrow" from the musical Annie, and adults listened to Andrew Lloyd Webber's "Don't Cry for Me, Argentina" from Evita. In 1994, Elton John recorded "The Circle of Life" from The Lion King, and it was one of the top 10 pop songs in many countries. Chapter 5. On the Road. Broadway shows travel around the USA and around the world. Producers spend a lot of money to make Broadway shows. A show can cost anywhere from $3 to $20 million. Producers make some money back by selling tickets. A Broadway ticket usually costs between $100 and $300. Producers also make money through merchandising, selling merchandise. Most Broadway shows have a gift shop in the theater where people can buy things like cups, toys, music CDs, bags, and clothes. Toby got a Spider-Man t-shirt when he saw the play. Many people buy souvenirs in the gift shops for family and friends. People can buy merchandise from a Broadway show even if they don't go to actually see the play. This is because most shows have online stores. Between 1,400 and 2,000 t-shirts from the musical Spamalot are sold every week. People can also buy and download music online from Broadway musicals. Producers also make a lot of money by taking Broadway shows on the road. Toby went to New York City to see Spider-Man, but he can see many Broadway shows where he lives in Michigan. Producers often take a Broadway show to different cities, and it plays for a few weeks in each place. They sell a lot of tickets and a lot of merchandise, too. Some shows even travel around the world. In addition to cities in the USA and England, The Phantom of the Opera played in several other cities around the world. It went to Tokyo, Japan, Johannesburg in South Africa, and Budapest, Hungary. New costumes, sets, and props are needed for traveling Broadway shows. The stages can be smaller in different places, so sometimes the set is different. Set designers often make props lighter, so it is easier to travel with them. For The Lion King, they used 20 big trucks to take the set, costumes, and props to different cities. Many shows travel while they are still on Broadway, so different actors are in the traveling shows. Stagehands and other behind-the-scenes workers usually don't go on the road. Shows often hire stagehands in different cities, and actors sometimes do their own hair and makeup. For The Lion King, producers hire 60 to 80 people in each city to get the set ready, and they hire about 35 people to work during the show. Many Broadway shows start in other cities. It is expensive to hire actors, stagehands, and other people, and to rent a theater in New York City. So, some shows start in other cities because it is cheaper. For example, Phantom of the Opera started in London before it came to Broadway. If a show doesn't do well in another city first, it may not make it to Broadway. If a show is successful, it comes to Broadway. Sometimes, the opposite happens. A show flops on Broadway, but is successful in another city. Shrek the Musical didn't do well on Broadway. The producers took the show to London. It was more popular there, so the producers made more money selling tickets. Also, it cost $640,000 a week to run Shrek in New York City, but only about half of that in London. Chapter 6. What do you think? Imagine that you work on Broadway. There are many jobs for people on Broadway. Read about what these people do for a Broadway musical. Paula, writer, writes the story for the play. Sean, composer and lyricist, writes the music and the lyrics for the songs in the play. Marcia, choreographer, creates all of the dances for the show. Marcos, set designer, creates the idea for the set. John, carpenter, builds walls and furniture for the set. Sylvia, costume designer, designs all of the costumes for the play. Brian, lighting designer, creates the lighting for the play. Jennifer, actor, plays the main part, acts, sings, dances. Lyle, stagehand, brings scenery on stage during the show. Lynn, makeup artist, does hair and makeup for 5 actors. Brittany, dresser, helps 10 actors get into their costumes. Wendy, musician, plays the guitar. Ahmed, sound engineer, operates the sound effects during the show. Which job do you think is the most difficult? Which job would you like to do? Why? Which job wouldn't you like to have? Why not? Imagine you are going to create a new musical. Choose one of these ideas for the story, or think of your own idea. A musical about your favorite book, your favorite band, your life, a famous person in history, an interesting city, an imaginary place, characters in a TV show, an important moment in history. What are your plans for the play? What does the set look like? What music are you using? Who is playing the main parts? What merchandise do you sell?